news, traffic, sports, weather, entertainment, and much more. This is News on the Edge.
Good evening, and welcome to the Edge News for April 17th, 2024. It's time for Les Wagner and a little more non-stop breaking news and smooth tunes from the hours of 7 to midnight here on 88.7. I'm Claire, and I'm with Patrick and Nancy, coming to you live from the Student Union Building on the SUNY New Paltz campus. Topping tonight's national headlines, the U.S. House of Representatives will vote on a foreign aid bills, including one for Ukraine, on Saturday, Speaker Mike Johnson has announced. In a note sent to House Republicans, Mr. Johnson said that four bills would be brought to the floor, in addition to a separate one on border security. The legislation will include funding for Israel as well as the Indo-Pacific, but the highest political stakes come with the Ukraine aid. Republican opposition has stalled potential aid for Ukraine for months, which, with members of the party's right wing pushing to tie it to the stricter immigration measures. Some of those lawmakers, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of Mr. Johnson's biggest critics, had already decried his plan on Wednesday. With Republicans holding their smallest majority in the House in decades, Mr. Johnson may have to appeal to Democrats to get the bills passed. The announcements, which was texted to House members on Wednesday, comes over 2 months after a $95 billion bill combining the various aid packages passed the U.S. Senate. The new plan breaks the aid packages into separate bills, which Mr. Johnson said include a, quote, a loan structure for aid and enhanced strategy and accountability, unquote.
Boeing is expected to face criticism at a U.S. Senate hearing from a whistleblower who says he feared its planes could fall apart mid-air. Engineer Sam Salapour told NBC News he had raised concerns about the 787 Dreamliner, which Boeing dismissed. The company is under scrutiny after a number of safety incidents, including a mid-air panel blowout in January. But it sought to defend its practices and says it is cooperating with the Senate inquiry. Salapour discussed the alleged safety issues with the 787 Dreamliner in an interview with NBC ahead of Wednesday's hearing. He said he feared the plane could simply, quote, drop to the ground, unquote, unless manufacturing issues were addressed. He referred to gaps between components that emerged during the plane's assembly. Asked if he had put his own family on one of the 787s, he responded, quote, right now, I would not, unquote. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is investigating Salapour's claims, which were first reported last week by the New York Times. Boeing, one of the world's two major producers of commercial planes, has again insisted its jets are safe and disputed the engineer's assertions. It told NBC, quote, these claims about the structural integrity of the 787s are inaccurate. The issues raised have been subject to rigorous engineering examination under FAA oversight, unquote.
Two missing Kansas women were killed over a custody dispute involving an anti-government group known as, quote, God's Misfits, end quote, according to prosecutors. The woman, Veronica Butler, 27, and Jillian Kelly, 39, vanished on March 30th. Their car was later found along with evidence suggesting foul play. Their bodies found on Sunday have now been formally identified. Four people, all belonging to the, quote, Misfits group, end quote, have been arrested on kidnapping and murder charges. According to prosecutors, Ms. Butler and Mrs. Kelly had arranged with the grandmother of Ms. Butler's children to meet at a highway intersection in Oklahoma to pick up the two children, aged 6 and 8, and take them to a birthday party. Ms. Butler's family found their car a short distance from the location of the meeting.
The University of Southern California, or USC, has canceled a student's graduation speech amid a backlash over her comments about Israel. Asna Tabassum said the move came in response to a, quote, a campaign of hate meant to silence my voice, unquote. USC cited substantial risks to campus security in the decision to halt the Muslim student's address. Ms. Tabassum is the 2024 valedictorian, a student picked out for high academic scores and involvement in campus life. The decision to cancel her speech came after claims that her social media posts and likes were anti-Semitic. A debate about free speech on U.S. college campuses has intensified since the Israel-Gaza war erupted last October. Ms. Tabassum's Instagram account links to websites that criticize Israel and calls for its quote, complete abolishment, unquote, instead arguing for a, quote, one-state solution in which both Arabs and Jews can live together, unquote.
Police in Ohio have arrested an elderly man who was accused of fatally shooting an Uber driver he mistakenly believed was part of a scam. According to the Clark County Sheriff's Office, driver Lofetta Hall, 61, was shot multiple times by William Brock, 81, outside his South Charleston home last month. A scammer had contacted Mr. Brock and threatened him while demanding money. He has pleaded not guilty to the charge. Ms. Hall, according to officials, was also sent to Mr. Brock's house by a scammer and instructed to pick up a package. Police released dash cam footage of the 25th of March incident, showing Mr. Brock brandishing a pistol and pointing it at Ms. Hall to prevent her from leaving.
And now state headlines. An overnight cyber attack is forcing New York Governor Kathy Hochul and state lawmakers to turn the clocks back to 1994 as they continue to negotiate over the state's next budget. The Legislative Bill Drafting Commission, which writes and prints legislation at the state capitol in Albany, appears to have been hit with a cyber attack in the early morning hours, Hochul confirmed Wednesday on WNYC's, quote, The Brian Lehrer Show, end quote. Hochul said the commission is now reverting to a three-decades-old backup system to draw up state budget bills and acknowledged it could delay the already late budget process. Quote, it's okay right now, Hochul told Lehrer. Quote, we have to go back to the antiquated system we had in place from 1994, end quote. It's a particularly problematic time for a cyber attack at the Capitol, Hochul on Monday announced a handshake deal with legislative leaders on the, quote, parameters of a conceptual agreement, end quote, on a $237 billion state spending plan, which is now more than 2 weeks late. The Bill Drafting Commission is in charge of putting the emerging budget agreement into actual legislation, a stack of hundreds of pages that is presented to lawmakers for a vote. The extent of the attack and who was behind it wasn't immediately clear.
The City Council is scheduled to hold a four-committee joint hearing Wednesday to conduct oversight and debate measures surrounding the mental and physical health of New York's roughly 1 million school children. The Committees on Education, Mental Health, Disabilities and Addiction, Health, and Hospitals will question the Adams administration on the current state of school-based health centers and mental health clinics. The hearing comes as council members, parents, and mental health experts raise alarms about planned cut in funding for 60 school psychologists and nearly a quarter of the roughly 2,000 social workers embedded in public schools, despite Mayor Eric Adams' own warnings of an ongoing youth mental health crisis. The staff were hired as part of a significant expansion of school mental health services in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic.
One of the major topics this state budget cycle was K-12 education funding, and whether Governor Kathy Hochul's proposal to make changes to the foundation aid formula would survive the negotiating process after legislative leaders came out against it. The governor announced a conceptual budget agreement Monday that she said commits $36 billion to education, the highest in state history. What isn't included, she said, is one of her two proposals to tweak the foundation aid formulas, the elimination of Hold Harmless, also known as Save Harmless. That proposal was eliminated with the announcement that changes to the formula will come in next year's budget. She said in the meantime, the Rockefeller Institute will conduct a study of the formula with input from the State Education Department.
One person was fatally shot and three others were injured in a shooting involving gunmen riding scooters in the Bronx on Tuesday, police said. The gunfire broke out at around 6:15 p.m. near Mount Eden and Townsend Avenues, according to the NYPD Assistant Chief of Patrol Benjamin Gurley, said four men riding scooters, including two male shooters, fired at least 10 rounds at four other men standing on the southwest corner of the intersection. They then fled on the scooters down Townsend Avenue towards the Cross Bronx Expressway, he said. The victims ranged in age from 23 to 37 years old, police said. Three of the men were shot in the leg, and a fourth man, Miguel Dolio, 29, was shot in the chest and leg, authorities said.
That's it in national news. We'll be going to break in a moment, but first, the Edge Weather Report. Grab your umbrellas and coats. Rain will be coming in and lasting through tomorrow. Tomorrow, we can also expect cooler temps with highs of 47 and lows of 40. Don't go reaching for that dial. Patrick will bring us back with some more headlines in just a moment. Your Edge News time is 7:09.
Humans can do incredible things. They made every sound in this piece of music. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. Visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
Get your Smokey on. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back. You're just in time for the 101 on the 845. A Newburgh man was arrested on Tuesday after gaining entry to both New Paltz Middle School and New Paltz High School earlier that day. Ben T. Cooperman, 18, was arrested at around 9 a.m. on Tuesday, April 16th, and charged with two counts of criminal trespass in the third degree, a Class B misdemeanor, and one count of criminal possession of a forged instrument in the second degree, a Class D felony. A New Paltz police officer was speaking to a school administrator at New Paltz High at around 8:20 a.m. when a cafeteria staff member notified the pair that someone claiming to be a student had entered the school through the kitchen. According to police, Cooperman was refused entrance through the cafeteria, but was later let in through the front entrance after posing as a student. Cooperman fled after being confronted by the officer and administrator, and after a brief pursuit, was apprehended in a wooded area near the campus bus garage. The high school was placed on a lockout while law enforcement investigated the incident, at which time police were notified that Cooperman had gained entry to the middle school earlier that morning when he was confronted by staff and fled.
While still allowing venues to host performances in the music-loving town, a proposed new noise ordinance would limit the days and times of amplified outdoor live music in an attempt to satisfy those who have complained about infringement of their right to peace and quiet. Woodstock's town board has scheduled a public hearing on the matter at the town hall on April 23rd at 7:05 p.m. The proposed legislation amends the existing ordinance to allow outdoor amplified music for a maximum of 3 hours each day on Fridays and Saturdays between noon and 9 p.m. An additional opportunity on the Sundays of the holiday weekends may be added.
Signs are cluttering up the Woodstock streetscape, and something needs to be done about it, according to the town's Commission of Civic Design. Quote, "We've been concerned about signage in Woodstock, and if you compare this town with Rhinebeck, Phoenicia, even New Paltz, our concern is that the town is looking pretty shabby," unquote, CCD Chair David Eckroth said during an April 9th presentation to the town board. The CCD provides support to the sign task force formed in 2023. Quote, "Streets have too many signs, too many non-conforming signs," Eckroth said. Quote, and we do respect, obviously, that commercial enterprises as well as galleries and so forth need signage. But the sign regulations and the code are pretty clear about how many signs and how large a sign can be," unquote. Eckroth said businesses should need to get permits for their sign.
For all the students listening, here's the latest update from around our campus. Students, if you're observing Passover this year, you can have kosher meals on campus. There'll be free in-person lunches and dinners on select days next week, courtesy of Shabbat at New Paltz. Take-home options are also available. Please see today's Daily Digest for more information. It was with sadness that SUNY New Paltz shares the news that Robert Waugh, who taught as a faculty member in the Department of English for more than four decades, died on April 13, 2024, at the age of 81. A funeral service will be held on Friday, April 19th, at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in New Paltz, with Pastor Allison Moore officiating. Waugh is survived by his wife Catherine, their son Rowan, daughter-in-law Dina, and sister Caroline. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that memorial donations be made to St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in New Paltz. Waugh was active with St. Andrew's for many years. A full obituary of Waugh can be found online. In other news, join us for an evening of poetic writing, reading, and crafting on Thursday, April 18th from 5 to 7 in the library lobby. Browse poems, write your own, and enjoy food and beverages. Original pocket-sized poems from our community will be available to take home in your pocket.
And now, top world headlines. A Russian missile attack has killed 17 people in the city of Chernihiv in northern Ukraine, according to emergency services. More than 60, including 3 children, were injured in the attack, which hit an 80-story building in a densely populated area, the city's mayor said. 3 missiles had struck close to the center of the city, officials said as well. The attack came hours after reports of a Ukrainian strike on a Russian military airfield in the occupied Crimea. Details have yet to be confirmed, although local social media channels shared video of an apparent fire on the airfield at Desankoy in northern Crimea. In Chernihiv, acting mayor Oleksandr Lomako said one building had suffered a direct hit from one of the Russian missiles and several floors had been damaged. The presidential office in Kyiv said another 4 high-rise buildings, a hospital, dozens of cars, and a higher education institution were all damaged in the attack. Video from the scene showed people getting off a trolley bus and diving in for cover in the city. Emergency services searched the rubble for victims, and officials appealed for the public to come forward to give blood. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Russian strike would not have happened, quote, if Ukraine had received sufficient air defense equipment, end quote. And he repeated an appeal to Western allies to provide support.
Tourists stranded in Dubai's major airport say they are desperate for food and are running low on water as floods cause disruption and chaos in one of the world's busiest transport hubs. Passengers who have spoken to the BBC say they have been waiting for hours at Dubai's 2 major international airports, with little information or support provided to them. According to flight tracking website FlightAware, 150 flights scheduled to leave Dubai International Airport have been delayed, while a further 120 have been canceled. It comes after record rainfall caused floods in Gulf states, leading to the deaths of 20 people. James and Elizabeth Devine from Cambridge have been stuck at the wrong connecting airport in Dubai with their 6-month-old son after their flight back home from a wedding in Sydney was diverted. It landed at Dubai World Central Airport, more than 40 miles away from their intended destination, Dubai International Airport. Mr. Devine, a 30-year-old software engineer, and Ms. Devine, a 29-year-old primary school teacher, are part of a party of 9 from the UK. They've been, quote, living on duty-free and say water is in short supply. The weather conditions have forced Dubai International Airport, the world's second busiest, to divert dozens of inbound planes and cancel a number of flights.
A severe drought has led to power cuts in Ecuador, which relies on hydroelectrical sources for much of its power. And energy companies published a schedule of power cuts, which have seen the capital and other major cities go without electricity for hours on end. The drought has already led to water rationing in neighboring Colombia. The lack of rain in the Andean region has been linked to the El Niño weather pattern. On Monday, power companies in Ecuador announced power cuts lasting between 2 and 5 hours to ensure less electricity was used. The energy ministry said Ecuador's power system has been affected by, quote, several unprecedented situations, unquote, including a drought, increased temperatures, and minimum water levels. The power shortage has been made worse by Colombia's decision to halt its export of energy to Ecuador in order to prioritize its own needs during the drought.
The Sydney shopping center that was the scene of a deadly stabbing attack will reopen to shoppers on Friday. 6 people were killed in the attack on Westfield Bondi Junction on Saturday. 2 people remain in intensive care. Security and police presence will be increased when the mall reopens, said Center Group, which operates Westfield Malls in Australia and New Zealand. The mall will open on Thursday for a, quote, community reflection day, end quote, to allow people to pay their respects. Counseling services will be available on site. Quote, it is a day of remembrance and to pay our respects to what has happened here and the victims of the tragedy that happened here, end quote, said Elliot Rosenau, chief executive officer of the Center Group.
Benjamin Netanyahu has told UK Foreign Secretary Lord Cameron that Israel would, quote, make its own decisions, unquote, over how to respond to an Iranian attack. He said his government would, quote, do everything necessary to defend itself, unquote, during talks the British government had hoped would help prevent escalation. Mr. Netanyahu has repeatedly vowed to retaliate to the unprecedented missile and drone assault at the weekend. Lord Cameron told him any response should be smart and limited. Speaking to reporters in Jerusalem after the meeting with Mr. Netanyahu, Lord Cameron said he was there to, quote, demonstrate our solidarity after Iran's appalling attack. He continued, quote, we hope that anything Israel does is as limited and as targeted and as smart as possible, unquote. That's all we have for today's world news. We're going to take another quick break before diving into today's top sports news. Your Edge News time is 7:20.
Those serving in our military, they're the difference makers. Separated from family, enduring hardships far from home, sacrificing for their country. Well, for those of us who support our armed forces through the USO, we get to make a difference too. Through the USO, we get to be the force behind the forces, connecting them to every comfort of family, home, and country possible. It's a good feeling to make a difference. Visit uso.org/force to learn how you can be the force behind the forces.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
You're just in time. Coach is making the call. It's time for the huddle, our spotlight on New Paltz Athletics. Saturday brought a highly anticipated matchup at North Turf Field as the State University of New York at New Paltz, riding a perfect 12-0 record, faced visiting Oswego State, with each team jostling for playoff positioning as the regular season winds down within 3 weeks left. The Lakers, 8-5 overall, 4-2 Suniac, entered the matchup winning two of their last three following a disappointing loss to Brockport, but boasted the best players in the conference in reigning Suniac Player of the Year, Cilla Wiley. However, the Hawks flexed their prowess in conference themselves, showing their ascension to the upper tier of the Suniac Conference, fighting with the Lakers in a last-second back-and-forth battle.
Ultimately, Oswego came out victorious as it took advantage of three late cards suffered by SUNY New Paltz and clinched a last-second 13-12 regulation victory. Despite the defeat, the Hawks still stand in the second spot in the league standings, only trailing SUNY Cortland. Oswego improved 4-2 alongside the Golden Eagles, who SUNY New Paltz already defeated earlier in the year, with the Geneseo Knights citing a half game back of the Hawks at 4-1 in the Suniac. SUNY New Paltz still needs to play both the Red Dragons and Knights in two of their final three Suniac games of the year.
The NBA has banned Toronto Raptors player Jontay Porter from the league after an investigation found that the 24-year-old had violated betting rules. The league said its investigation found that Porter had, quote, violated league rules by disclosing confidential information to sports bettors, limiting his own participation in one or more games for betting purposes, and betting on NBA games, unquote. In a continuing quote, there is nothing more important than protecting the integrity of the NBA competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with the sport, which is why Jontay Porter's blatant violation of our gaming rules are being met with the most severe punishment, unquote, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in a statement. The NBA said in a press release that the league has shared and will continue to share information with federal prosecutors.
Let's see what's new in the entertainment world. Young Boy Never Broke Again has been arrested in Utah on 6 charges, including possessing of a dangerous weapon by a restricted person and for a pattern of unlawful activity, both Class 2 felony charges. The 24-year-old rapper, whose real name is Tenkarel Dasan Galgen, and who previously went by NBA Youngboy, was taken into custody by the Cass County Sheriff's Office at 2:50 p.m., according to police records. No bail was set. Young boys' lesser charges include procuring or attempting to procure drugs/prescriptions, identity fraud, forgery, and possessing of other controlled substances. The Louisiana-born rap star, who has memorable features on songs by Migos, Juice WRLD, and Tyler, the Creator, has been serving strict house arrest after a pair of arrests during a 2020 music video shoot. He was indicted in March 2021 after he was allegedly caught possessing two guns, as 16 people were arrested on drug and weapon charges while filming a music video in an abandoned lot.
Taylor Swift fans have lost an estimated $1 million in ticket scams ahead of the UK leg of her Eras tour, according to a report by Lloyds Bank. The bank said more than 600 of its customers had come forward to report being scammed, losing an average of $332,000, each with some losing $1,000 minimum. Several fans fell foul for the trick, transferring about $750 each before discovering the ads weren't real and the tickets did not exist. Quote, I know of at least three, but I think the police said there were four that have actually bought the tickets, end quote, said Karen Alaric, a 38-year-old from Glasgow. Quote, and I think as soon as the money's gone through, they're just gonna block the Facebook account.
And for our final of the night, Wacky Wednesday, where we bring the most random, ridiculous, or just plain revolting stories from around the globe. Hundreds of young dancers in white tutus and tightly coiffed hair gathered in New York's Plaza Hotel on Wednesday to break the world record for dancing on point in one place. The spectacle was organized by Youth America Grand Prix, a ballet scholarship program that is celebrating its 25th anniversary, with three nights of performances in at the Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. The dancers included students aged 9 to 19 who are competing for scholarships, as well as professional dancers who are alums of the program. Tchaikovsky music played as the ballerinas stood on tiptoes and switched their rate rapidly from one foot to the other, a step called the burée, for a full minute. Tina Shi, an adjudicator for Guinness World Records, announced the results, quote, 353. That is a new Guinness World Record. Congratulations.
Uber's annual Lost and Found Index revealed some of the most unusual items left behind in rideshare cars over the past year include a toupee, a ceramic cat, and a live turtle. The 8th annual, quote, snapshot of the most surprising and most popular items left behind in Uber's, unquote, revealed the most common items reported lost by passengers were clothing, luggage, headphones, wallets, jewelry, phones, cameras, tablets, books, laptops, and vaping supplies. The more unique items left behind included a frontal hair toupee, hot sauce and a breathalyzer, a leaf, quote, that's much needed, unquote, two containers occupied by spiders, a Beyonce fold-up fan, a ceramic cap, a jar of oysters, a personalized blanket bearing a photo of the passenger and their dog, a small prop rat skeleton, a candle labeled, quote, see you in court, unquote, a fig tooth, and a gray tub of surgical implants.
Today is April 17th. If you're celebrating, happy birthday from the Edge News staff. Here's some folks who share your special day. Actress Jennifer Garland turns 52. Pop singer Victoria Beckham turns 50. And former Pentatonix vocalist Avi Kaplan turns 35.
That's about it from us, folks. But before we go, let's take a look back at today in history. In 1970, Apollo 13, originally scheduled to land on the moon, lands back safely on Earth after an accident. In 1947, Jackie Robinson bunts for his first major league hit. In 858, Benedict III ended his reign as Catholic Pope.
And that'll be it from us for this week. On the Edge News staff are directors Alyssa Roldan and Jack Flowers. Tonight's engineer has been Kaden Procaccini. Sources for Edge News have been provided by The New York Times, The Gothamist, The Times Union, The Daily Freeman, BBC, CNN, and The New Paltz Oracle. Stay tuned for more cutting-edge music. For the entire Edge News team, have a beautiful night.